Thunder Bay. Martin Rikavina wants to create a more responsive government at City Hall, one that's open to the change he believes Thunder Bay needs. Municipal governance reform, zero-based budgeting, reining in sprawl and modernizing the city's administration are among the planks in his campaign platform. Running for councillor in Red River Ward, a seat soon to be vacated by longtime Representative Brian McKinnon, who is retiring after 16 years at the helm. I'm really putting my name forward because I've got a lot of skills and experience in terms of helping to co-develop and engage on initiatives. And I think that skill set can really help move the city forward and help with planning, said Rikavina, also promising to push council to adopt the Thunder Bay Chamber of Commerce's City of Actions as guiding principles for council. Rikavina, who spent 3 years working with indigenous groups to help them design a child welfare framework, said roads, specifically River Street, is the biggest Red River issue heading into the election. The road has been closed for repairs for months and it's starting to wear on residents, he said. Obviously issues and errors happen and accidents occur as well, but we've really got to make sure we've got a plan for winter and make sure we've got some diversion with respect to that street, Rikavina said. We have to make sure we've got some temporary bus stops. And also we have to plan for snow, because some of those streets are very narrow and it's going to be a tricky thing in terms of actually addressing snow removal. Longer term, Rikavina said the number one issue has to be crime and safety. The solution needs to be conducted compassionately, and the city needs to ensure there are proper mental health and addiction services for those in need. We also have to make sure there's supportive housing, but we also need to get rid of the gangs and drug dealers that are coming to this city as well, he said. Rikavina pointed to the community safety and well-being plan implemented by Thunder Bay Police, but said council can also be a guiding force too. I think council can be a bit of a convener, to make sure we're bringing the right agencies and supports to the table, but also having the conversation with the provincial and federal governments about why Thunder Bay needs resource, and why we're so different relative to other municipalities within the province. Rikavina, like many candidates, says he's in favor of some sort of indoor turf facility, but not necessarily one that comes with a $46 million price tag. I would say a little less extravagant is where I sit. I think kids deserve a place to play. It's really essential. I think we've got 7 times the diabetes rate in northwestern Ontario relative to any other place. If we don't address recreation, we're creating issues, Rikavina said. I think looking at something that's already within the allocation that the city already has is great. I think we can also pursue some other investment opportunities, either through NOHFC or FEDNR to make sure we're leveraging things in the proper way. I also support a private sector opportunity as well. The latter would have to be accessible to everyone, including lower income families, he said.